Omer of Yeshua. Shamati shahasris cholets the cholchin leishto. The hasris lo cholets the lo cholchin leishto. The ain't the farish. Yeshua said, I heard two shmuas. One that a sris has to give chalitza if his brother dies. So he's a bar yibum. And we'll see not only chalitza, but he could do yibum too. He's cholets if his sister in law falls to him for yibum. Back to, forget, remember, this is Maseches Yevamos. Back to Yibum. So a sris gives chalitza. If his brother dies, he's a bar chalitza. And if he dies, his wife needs chalitza. And I also heard that a sris doesn't give chalitza and doesn't, his wife doesn't need chalitza if he dies. And I don't know how to explain which case, where each thing applies. Omer Rabbi Akiva, ani afarish. So Rabbi Akiva said, I'll explain to you where the difference is. What kind of sris? Sris Adam. Sris Adam is a person who became, well, Rashi learns at least, he became a sris after he was born. In other words, through human means, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean that. It means he wasn't born a sris. Okay, that's the sris Adam. So according to Rashi, it doesn't make too much of a difference how it happened, but when it happened. According to other Rishonim, the Iker is whether it happened by human intervention or it happened by what's it called, Min HaShemayim. We'll see, the Gemara is more much like Rashi. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva said, Sris Adam, a person who became a Sris because of human intervention, Choleitz V'choltzim L'ishto, Meshehoysel O'Shasakosha, since he wasn't born a Sris, so he became a sris later. He had a shasa kosher. He had a time that if at that time he would have been involved with the parsha of Yibum, right? Even if he was a katan then or whatever, but still he physically was not. He was a kind of person who was in the parsha of Yibum, right? So therefore he's not a different kind of person. So therefore sris adam cholitz becholtzim lishna mishahoyslo shasa kosher sris chama, but a sris chama, a person who was never kosher. He was born a sris. Some say chama means that the sun never shone on him not being a sris. He was a sris from the time he was born. So then, lo cholitz v'lo cholitz, and he says, lo hoy shalosh asa kosher. He's a different kind of person. He was born a sris, therefore he's the kind of person who's not in the parish of Yibum. Because a sris can't be Makayim, what's it called, he's physically impossible to have children, and therefore he can't be mekayim the v'lo yimocha shmo mi Yisrael, not on either side. His name is already mochoi because he physically can't have children. Not just that for whatever reason he's not having children. He's a physically different kind of person. That's a sris, and he also is not miyabein because the purpose of Yibum is lahakim shem leachid. He can't possibly be make him shame. And even though other people who can't be make him shame are also yes miyabin or yes cholates, right, and we're cholates for them because they're not a different kind of person. They are basically people who are in the parish of Yibum, but for whatever reason can't fulfill that, can't actually do it. But here he's a different kind of person. He's out of the parish of Yibum altogether. Okay. Rebbe Lezer Omer Loki, no, just the opposite. El Sri Shama Cholitz Vachos Nishto. If he's a Sri Shama, his Sris became because Min HaShomayim, not through human intervention, then he could make Chalitza, and he could, his wife does need Chalitza. Why? Because if it happens Min HaShomayim, it could be healed also. But Sri Shadam, but something that's caused by human intervention, right, lo choletz v'lo choletz in lishto, he's out of the parish of Yibum altogether, neshe'en lo refuah, because it's human intervention that can't be healed. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira al ben Megusas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira was made on ben Megusas, the person's name, shehoya b'Yerushalayim, sris adam, he was a sris adam, the yid mu'as ishto, and they were miyabim, his wife. So you see, l'kayim divri b'kiva. This goes according to Rabbi Akiva that a sris adam who had a shasa kosher is in the parish of Yibum, unlike Rabbi Lezer who says just the opposite. Hasrich lo choletz velo mi what's it called? Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Hasrich lo choletz velo mi yabim. The chain island is lo choletz velo mi yabemis. And now it's going Hasrich lo choletz velo mi yabim is either Shrish Adam or Shrish Chama, one of the two, according to Rabbi Akiva or Torah Relesha. The chain island is a woman. The counterpart of a shrish by a woman is an islandess. Lo choletz is velo mi yabemis. She doesn't have chalitza and she doesn't have yibum. Hasrish yecholetz livimto lo pasla. If a shrish gave chalitza to the yavam, he doesn't pasla her to kahuna because it's meaningless. There's no chalitza. Boala, but if he lived with her, pasla because she's also to him because it's eishes achiv shelo b'makom mitzvah. So she's also to him, so he pasles her. So it's nivala la pasla. She's pasla. She's a zona. Mipnei shehi bilaznus. An islandess who the brothers gave chalutza didn't passel her from kahuna because the chalitza is meaningless. But ba'alua, but if they live with her, then pasluha that they should be lost. Bilas nus, because not yibum, it's nus, because they're also to her also. So their sister-in-law shalom b'makom mitzvah, and therefore she's also to a kohen. Okay, we'll see Rashi. Hasrish lo choleitz dechsiv lo yimachish shmo miYisrael prat l'srish shmo machur. Purpose of Yibum is that the deceased name shouldn't be erased. But when he was alive, his name was erased because he couldn't possibly have children. Again, it's not that he couldn't have children. He's a different type of person, a type of person who can't have children. The Ainli Lafarish, Aini Odea Ezisris Ben Chalitza Vezapata. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't know which Sris could make Chalitza and Yibum and which one can't. Shris Adam Shinistaris La Achar Shinolan. Rashi says Shris Adam means that he became a Shris after he was born. Not he was born a Shris, he became afterwards. And it seems in Rashi it doesn't make a difference how he became a Shris, as long as he was born not a Shris. Shris Chama Mimeimo. Shris Chama is where he was born a Shris. Lakayim Divrei Akiva, Edu Zusha of Yeshua ben Beseira, Lakayim Divrei Akiva Heir. He was saying that the halacha you see is like Rabbi Akiva, because they were meyabein a shris adam, so it's a shris adam that has a din of yibum because he had a shasa kosher. Lo paslam and akula shein chalitzas and chalitza. If the shris gave chalitza or the islandess received chalitza, it doesn't have any effect. Bilaznus, but if they live with her, or the shris lived with the sister in law. That's bilas nus shasura lo mishum eishasach shalom makom mitzvah, because she's also to him because it's eishasach even there's no mitzvah yibum. The male it's an iser chorus. So therefore, what's it called? The as pasos or tekohuna. Okay, Gemara. Michti shamin l'Rabbi Akiva do amar chayvi lavim ke chayvi krisus. Double the chayvi krisus labanei chalitza v'yibum minu. Rabbi Akiva holds that chayvi lavim kedushin is not tofes, just like chayvi krisus. And by chayvei krisus, because kedushin is not tofes, there's no mitzvah yibum at all. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza, there's nothing. Right? Because so, if somebody, what's it called, falls to yibum, who's chayvei koris, like all the cases of the Mishnah, the first parent, right? The 15 chayvei krisus that could be your sister-in-law, right? Your mother-in-law or your mother or whatever married, or your white sister married your brother, so chiyuv kares. So what's it called? If your brother dies, so then there's no chalitza, there's no yibum, since you chayv kares to the yivama, right? So there's no yibum or chalitza. So a tsuadaka shris is also mishum tsuadaka. So it's in the lav. So according to Rabbi Akiva, why should there be any yibum or chalitza with a shris? There's an iser chayvei lavim, right? Or an islandess. How could there ever be a mitzvah of what's it called of yibum? There's a chiyuv koris, and there's a chiyuv lav, which according to Rabbi Akiva is the same as a chiyuv koris. There's no kedusha. So however could what's it called? Could you make a yibum or chalitza by a shris? The Rashi, Kichayvei Krisus Dami, Dom Rabbi Akiva, Bahacholei, Yesh Mamzer Michayvei Lavin. Rabbi Akiva holds that the product of Chayvei Lavim is a mamzer, just like Chayvei Krisus. The Sris Adam and Chayvei Lavim, who Dechshiv Lo Yavu Ptzua Daka, and a Sris Adam, right, is Chayvei Lavim. So how could Rabbi Akiva hold that a Sris Adam, somebody who became a Sris through human intervention, is called a Ptzua Daka, and he's also Belav, how, even though he had a Shasa Kosher, but there shouldn't be any Yibu Mechalitza because he's Chayvei Lavim. The Heichi Kom Rabbi Akiva Sris Cholei Tzaseishis Achiv Holo Ram Yekamei, which is not Bechlal, no Chiyu, because it's also to him the lot. Va Avroi Kaima Kechayvei Krisus, she's completely out of the parasha. The Kol Be Isra Shesach, the Meila is also to become Shumei Shesach. How could there be a Yibu Mechalitza over here? It's Chayvei Lavim. That's the question. Rabbi Akiva Lishitoso. Not according to Rabbi Akiva, really would say Esei Dochalos Esei. The Yibum is Dochet a lot. We're only Gozer not to make Yibum because of Biashnia. But really, there's they're older Yibum. Even though they're older, what's it called? And even though they're not older Yibum, that's only Durabana. The Minat Torah is going to be older Yibum. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that they have a din of Chayvei Krisus, there's no Yibum at all. So how could there be Yibum or Chalitz over here? So the Gemara says, "Hachem my Omer of Ami, Hachem my Askin, and Kungot Shenasa Achiv Gioris." Rabbi Akiva Sover Lak Rabbi Yosi, the Omer Kahal Geirim Loit Rikol. It's talking where the Yavama is a Gioris. Okay, so now she falls before this Sris, who's not allowed to marry a regular Jewess, but he's allowed to marry a Gioris, according to Rabbi Yosi, who says Kahal Geirim is not Kahal. And therefore, one of the Psulim is allowed to marry a Ger or a Gioris. A Mamzer can marry a Ger or a Gioris. Or a Mamzeris can marry a Ger, because they're not called Kahal. The Mamzer, the Psuadaka, can't come to Kahal Hashem. But Geirim are not called Kahal Hashem. Kahal Geirim is not called Kahal. So therefore, if the brother married a Gioris and he died, so his Gioris falls before his brother, the Sris, Sris Adam, who's a Psuadaka. And a Psuadaka isn't Asur to a Gioris. So male, it's 100% okay. Therefore, there's Yibu Mechalitza. Where it says, Ihochi Yivume Nomi Miyabim. If that's the case, they'll make Yibum too. There's no reason not to make even Yibum. So why does it say Cholates, Mashma only Chalitza, but Yibum not, L'chora, if it's Kahal Geirim, it should be Mutter completely. Mar says, Enochinami, he could have said that the Miyadim. Ba'aydi Dom Rabbi Yeshua Cholates, Omer Ihu Nami Cholates. Since Rabbi Yeshua said Cholates, because Rabbi Yeshua Taka holds that it's only Chayvei Lavim, and a Ptuadaka, really, you would say Esei Dochalos Asei, and you could even do Yibum, but Midrabanan, you can't do Yibum. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right, the only case would be Chalitza, right? And since he said Chalitza, he's talking about regular Chayvei Lavim, because he holds it there Ola LeYibum, right? He's not going to be talking about a Ger. So Rabbi Akiva, even though he has to be talking about a Gioris, and really there could be Yibum, but since Rabbi Yeshua already started off and was talking about Chalitza, because he couldn't be talking about Yibum, so Rabbi Akiva also said Chalitza, not Yibum. But really, according to Rabbi Akiva, it has to be talking in a case where even Yibum is Shaiv. Dekanami, and he can bring a riot from the Mishnah, Iktani, in the end of the Mishnah. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Veseira, ben Megusas, Shehoyah ben Yerushalayim Srisa, then the Yibum was Ishto, the kind of Rabbi Akiva. Shema Minoah, that even Yibum, according to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva has to set up the case where it's a Gioris to a Ptuadaka, which therefore even Yibum would be Mutter. And then Hanami, the Sefer says that they were Meyabim, and it must have been talking about a case of a Gioris. Rashi. The Aydi Dom Rabbi Yeshua Cholitz, Rabbi Yeshua Yibum Elo, the Islay Kahal Geri Mikri Kahal. Or according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't make Yibum because he holds that a Ger and a Gioris are also to a Daka, because they are called Kahal. So since they're Chayvei Lavim, right, there is a din of Chalitza, but no din of Yibum. He doesn't hold it, Rabbi Akiva, that Chayvei Lavim are like Chayvei Krisus. But he doesn't hold it, Rabbi Akiva, that Kahal Geirim Loikri Kahal.
but kahal gerim is also kahal. So there's an isser lav, so the only thing you can do is chalitza, but you need chalitza. Umiyu michlet chalitza, the chayvei lav, and Rabbi Yeshua, b'nei chalitza ninu. He argues on Rabbi Akiva in two things. One is that kahal gerim is considered a kahal, and therefore a p'tsua daka is osur to gioris. But he also argues that chayvei lavim don't have a din of chayvei krisus. So it remains a chayvei lavim where there's chalitza but no yibum. Dekanami Rabbi Akiva yibume nomi shori ditani v'yibum was ishto. The sefer says l'kayim div Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira was made to be Mekayim Rabbi Akiva, and he says over there they're Miyabim, and it must be talking in the case where at least according to what we say hold now that there was she was a Gioris, and therefore Yibum is also okay. Sri saw them, however Haisalok Shasa Kosher, he was a Sri saw them, this Ben Megusas, and they were Miyabim, his wife, because according to Rabbi Akiva Sri saw them had a shasa kosher, and the woman he's marrying is a gioris, so there was no reason not to have yibum. Okay. Masiv Rabba. Rabba now asks on this answer. Tsuadaka ukrushovcha. Right? Tsuadaka ukrushovcha, sris adam, vahazokin. Right? O cholzin, o miyabne. So this, we're talking now about a tsuadaka and a krushovcha. Okay? A Shris Adam and a Zokeng either can have Chalitza or Yibum. All of them can have Chalitza and Yibum. See one second why the Psuadak over here, yeah. Right. Ketzot. Mesu Velohem Noshim, Velohem Achim. If they died, right, one of these people, the Psuadaka, the Khrushchevcha, the Shris Adam, the Zokeng, right, and it's talking again about a Psuadaka and a Khrushchevcha that weren't born like that. There's Sri Sodom. There's a Sri Sodom who's going back on Tsuadaka and Khrushchevcha, who were a Sri Sodom, who were not born like that, but became like that afterwards. So they had a Shasa Kosher. And the same thing with a Zake. Even though he's not capable now of having children, still doesn't make a difference. He, what's it called? He's not a different kind of person, similar to the Sri Sodom, who's not a different kind of person because he was born healthy. He only became, something happened to him. But he wasn't born different. The way we're learning till now. Okay. So they can make chalitza or yibum. Ketzot, mesu, velohem noshim, velohem achim. If they died, and they have wives, and they have brothers, the omdu achim va'osu maimer b'nishoseihem, and if the brothers made maimer in the wife of the Sri Sodom, v'nosnu get, or they gave a get, o shecholtzu, or they gave chalitza, masha osu osu, whatever they did, takes effect. It's effective because really she's bas chalitz or yibum. Bim boal lukanu, and if they, what's it called, were boel, right? Then they're, what's it called, they're kona. Mesu achim va'om duhein. If that's so, if the brothers, whatever they did, there's a chiyuv of yibum chalitz. So whatever they did is fine. And if they were boel, they're kona. Mesu achim. What happens the other case? The brother died. Va'om duhein va'asu maimer b'nishoseiyah, and they made maimer. Or nosnu get o cholzu mashosu also, whatever they did it has effect. But in balu, but if they, what's it called, they lived with the woman kano, it's a good yibum, right? Because really min haTorah it's only chayvei lavim, and the yibum takes effect. But also the kind of, they're not to continue be married with them, because after bia rishona there's no esed ochalosase, and she's also now to him. This price is clearly not talking about a Gioris, because if it was a Gioris, the wife, he could be Mekayimer, could continue living with her, if you hold that Kahal Gerim is not a Kahal. So either it's talking about a Gioris and we hold Kahal Gerim is a Kahal, or so might a regular woman, because if you hold Kahal Gerim is a Kahal, there's no difference between a regular woman and a Gioris. They all are part of Kahal, and a Psuadaka is also to them. Right. So therefore, it can't be that the answer is of what's it called that Rav Ami said, that the case where Rabbi Akiva would hold that there's chalitza is by a gioris, and really he holds as yibum too, because he holds kal gerim as lav kahal. Can't be, because this brisa says b'therish not like that. This brisa says b'therish that there is chalitza, right? Even though there's an Isser and they can't be Makayim, right? Can't keep her. So how could it be? Elomar Rabbah going to Nothel over Sofnivtsa. It's talking where she fell to Yibum before he became a Swiss other. So when she fell, she wasn't Chai Vilavin. And now he became Chai Vilavin because now he became a Psua Daka. So for some reason, the Isser of Psua Daka isn't Chal, and there's still a din of Yibum or Chalitza, Chalitza at least, and Yibum though would be Osir, but it would be an effective Yibum. Right? It's Kone, but he can't remain with her. That's this Brysa. So this Brysa is talking where she fell to Yibum before he was a Psua Daka, so the Yibum was Chal, and then he became a Psua Daka, and what's it called, now he can't be Mekayim her or whatever. Okay. Let's see. Sri saw them. Okay. Hoya v'hoysel shasakori k'vihil. Zokein. Noket le bahavi hanach mishum de domil. It's mentioned as Zokein next to a Psua Daka and Khrushchevcha, who is a Sri Sodom, because it's similar. The Hoysalo Shasa Kosher, Vahashta Pasim Meleda. Because every Zokain at one time was young. So he had a Shasa Kosher. He was in other words, he's not a different kind of person. He just, something happened to him. He got old. Same thing over here. The guy was born normal, except something happened to him. So that's called Shasa Kosher. The Nosnu Get, Kolomer, O Nosnu Get. So if he did any one of these things, Maimer, Get, Chalitza, it has 100% effect. Masha also, Yutzrichos Get, Lamamora. They made Maimer, she needs a Get for the Maimer, and Chalitza for the Yibum. Oim Nosnu Get, Asurim Shuv Liabman. Gave a Get, they can't be Miabim anymore. Whatever applies to a regular woman, right? You made Maimer, Get, or Chalitza applies to her. She's a regular din of Chalitza. You're not allowed to continue being married, it's only by a Sris to Daka, but not by a Zokin, right? The Zokin can remain married to her all the time. Shenofalos Lahuski Koliibum, right, will have a sof nifza, to hash the boy Chalitza Lafkuye Zika, right, that when she fell, she was Zokuk Liibum. And now he became a Ptua Daka, so it doesn't take away the Zika completely, and now she needs Chalitza to take away the Zika. Because since when she fell to Yibum, he wasn't a Psua Daka, and there was a Chiyuv to be Miyabein, that Chiyuv doesn't go away without Chalitza, even though he is a Psua Daka. Okay, tomorrow we'll see that Abaya asks on this, that Lechor is not true. Once he became a Psua Daka, that should obliterate the Zika, and there shouldn't be a Chiyuv of Yibum anymore, since now he's a Psua Daka, according to Rabbi Akiva at least.
We're on Ayin Tes on the days towards the bottom. The Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Akiva, who treats Chai Ve'Lavim like Chai Ve'Krisus, right? Why by a Ptua Daka Bechlal is there an Inyan of Yibum or Chalitza? And why is there Chalitza Bechlal? It should be completely out of the parasha, just like Chai Ve'Krisus. So Rav Ami said that it's talking where the brother married a Gioris. So it's not Osir to him. And Kahal Geirim is not called a Kahal. And therefore, a Ptua Daka is allowed to marry a Gioris. So when she fell to Yibum, she fell to this Ptua Daka, who's not Osir to her. But then the Gemara says that can't be, because there's a Braisa that says, Betherish, that if a woman fell to a Ptua Daka, so then the halacha is that he has to give her a Chalitza, but if he was Miyabim her, then he can't remain, even though it's the Yibum is good, but he can't remain married to her because he's Osir to her. So the Chorit's talking about a woman that's you're Osir to, not a Gioris, and still Rabbi Akiva says there's an Inyan of Chalitza. So why should it be? For Chai Ve'Lavim should be completely mufka from Chalitza. So Abaya says, Omer le Abaya. Rabba answered, it's talking where he became a Psua Daka only after the Nefila. So when she fell for Yibum, he wasn't a Psua Daka yet. So there was a Chiyuv of Yibum. And then he became a Psua Daka, which now Asher him.
So therefore, she needs chalitza. That's Rabba's answer. Now, Abaya asks the following. Omerle Abaya. So Abaya said to Rabba, V'leisei yisr p'tsua v'nidchei eser v'yibum. Now that he's also to her, let the isr of p'tsua daka push away the yibum. And Achanani, when she fell, she was chay. But now, she's mufka. So she become chay v'krisus, which we'll see in a second, after, and according to Rabbi Akiva, chay v'lavin, the same thing as chay v'krisus. If a woman would have fallen to Yibum when she wasn't Asa, and then become Chai Vekrisis, so we say it's Doche the Yibum. Why don't we say the same thing over here? Not that since the Yibum was Chal, it's Chal now, even though she became Chai Ve, he became Chai Velav, became a Psua Daka. Just the opposite. Since now he's Chai Velav, then it should push away the Yibum completely. Where do we see that? Milos Van, don't we have the following Mishnah? Ram Gamriel Omer, Emiya Mimimah, what's the case? You have two brothers. They're married to sisters. And one of the sisters is a ketana. So Reuven, who's married to the ketana, right, his brother Shimon dies, and his sister-in-law, who's also his wife's sister, falls to him to evil. Okay? So he's really not married min haTorah to the sister. It's only what's it called? Only a ketana. Okay. So if she has miyum, then what's it called? Right. If she's memayin, if miyana miyana. If she was memayin already, then what's it called? He can be mekayin yibum, because there's not even a kedusha derabbanan anymore. But if she wasn't memayin, then he should wait till she grows up. And then their kedushin will be mid haTorah. Then he'll be married to achoso of the yavama, and there won't be any ibum. What do you see from that? Even though when she fell to a man who wasn't married to her sister, only the rabbana. And there was a din of ibum mid haTorah, because there was no marriage over here. He wasn't really married to the sister. And what's it called? If she grows up and she's not memayin, then the kedushin becomes deoraisa, and then she becomes aser. He becomes aser to the yavama because it's achos ishto. And still, we see that we don't say that since lemaisa when she fell she was chayiv, that she's chayiv now too. We say that what's it called? That since right now he's aser to her, he chiyuv krisus, so there's no more yibum and chalitza b'chla. So why don't we say the same thing according to Rabbi Akiva? When she fell, he wasn't a Psua Daka. Now he became a Psua Daka, Chai Velavin, just like Chai Vekrisis, according to Rabbi Akiva, and there shouldn't be any Yibum. Why now is there an Inyan of Chalitza of Achla? That's the question. So the verse is from Gamil Omer, Im Miyana Miyana, Vim Lav Tamtin Achetag, Dil Vatezi Halazum Ishum Achosisha. If she'll grow up, and the Kedushin will become a Kedushin of the Oraisa, then what's it called? Then, there's no yibum or chalitza. So you see that even if the iser came after the nefila, still it breaks up the chiyuv yibum or chalitza. Why don't we say the same thing over here? Al moasi iser achosisha v'dachi hakanami nesi iser p'tua v'nidchet. Rashi. Shenoflalo vehushki kolibu will have a sof nitza the hashda baye chalitza lakuizika. Since when she fell, she was mutter, and even though now she became aser, or he became aser to her, that doesn't take away the zika. You need chalitza. Marsh is not true. Look at Ram Gamliel beperik beishamay begdola shenoflif nebal achos ktana. Right, a sister who's a gedola fell before the husband of the sister who's a ktana. Alma osi isra achosisha v'dochi afogad v'mishas nefilis ichazya. Even though when she fell, the other sister was a ketana, and therefore the man was not married to the sister. Still, now that she grows up and he is married to the sister, it pushes away the yibum mechalitza. So Mara says, Ela omer of Yosef, hay tana hach tana devei Rabbi Akiva hi, the omer mechayvi lavim disheer havi mamzer, mechayvi lavim grade alo havi mamzer. Right. So there's two shitas in Rabbi Akiva. One sheet in Rabbi Akiva is what we've been saying until now, that all chayvei lavim have a din like chayvei krisus. So then it's a question. Psuadaka also a din of chayvei krisus. So why is there any din of chalitz at all? Morris says, but the other mandiomer is another mandiomer in Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Rabbi Akiva only held that a mamzer comes from chayvei lavim of she'er, chayvei lavim that are usher because of relationship. But not like over here where you're, it's the chayvei lavim is because of psuadaka. It has nothing to do with relations. Right? Who you related to. And therefore, that this Mishnah would go according to that sheet in Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva did not hold that those kind of chayvei lavim have din of chayvei krisus, and therefore all chayvei lavim, according to the Rabbanan, and chayvei lavim that are not chayvei lavim of she'er, according to the sheet, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is chalitza, no yibum. Yibum because even though maybe you'd say yesi do chalosa say, right? But chayshinim for the biyashnia, so there's no yibum, right? And chalitza though, since there's a mitzvah of yibum lemaisa by chayvei lavim because of the yesi do chalosa say, then we'd say what's it called, the same thing of chalitza you need. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds you need chalitza.
Didn't we learn somewhere earlier that once there's a heter for Yibum, that the whole Israel of Eishes Af falls away?
No, not completely. It's just that, what's it called? That, no. The Tosus speaks about that, where it says Chashim Abiyashniya, but there's no, since there's no mitzvah anymore, the Isser is there. Once by what's it called, the case where you'd only do Yibum because of Esed Do Chalosa say, right? Not where it's a completely mutterdika thing. It's only because Esed Do Chalosa say, the second where there's no essay, there's no dechia. So that Losa say would come back. Okay. It could be that you wouldn't be over Eishes Achid, but you'll be over the other lavin. The other lavin is what we're talking about over here, not Eishes Achid, Suadaka, right? That's the lavin, right? Or one of the other Erevis or whatever. Where it says Ikri Kan Lahakim Lahakiv Shein V'Holav Bar Hachihu, L'Chora is another problem. Forget about the fact that he's a Suadaka, he's Osir, not Osir. But he can't have children, and the whole purpose of Yibum is lahakim laachiv shein. So since he's not in that parsha anyway, there shouldn't be any Yibum and chalitza. He's not bar hochi of lahakim laachiv shein. Gemara says, Amar Rava, in Cain ein lecha isha shekshir liyavam shlo nasa bay lesris chama shoachas kodemit lemisasa. If that's the case, then no woman should ever have Yibum, because people die few seconds before they die, they're impotent. So it became a Sri Shama. So then there should never be Yibum, because when he died, he was a Sri Shama, and therefore what's it called, there should be no Yibum. Because just like Lahakim Lachim Shem, it's also Lo Yimachesh Momi Israel. He has to be a person who's capable of having children. He's not capable of having children. Samara says, L'Rabbi Eliezer, Peruka derava pirchahi. According to Rabbi Lezer, that every Sri Shama, right, is kosher leibum, right? Only a Sri Sodom is osir, but a Sri Shama is kosher, right? It's a good kasha in Rabbi Lezer, this kasha of Rava. Lechora, every, what's it called? Every woman, right, whose husband dies, he becomes a Sri Shama a few seconds before death. So if a Sri Shama, there's no Yibum, then why is there Yibum by anybody? Well, it says no. He's not really a Sri Shama. He just got weak, right? He didn't become a Sri Shama, right? So therefore, he's not really out of the parsha of a regular human being, right? He's just sick, just weak, that's all. Rashi. Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Shenifza v'yakrach nafalom. Talking in a case where he was a psua daka when the yibum was found. With the kaamras ha'israel Rabbi Akiva chayvi lav and k'chayvi krisis, hay tana de masnis and hach tana de Rabbi Akiva he, the omar b'cholich levimto, eze umamzer kol she'er basa shubalo yavo. With the low kreb simai, the omar min hakol ha'yos Rabbi Akiva mamzer chutz mi'amon l'koin goru. Shari omra tor lo yikach lo yichalo. Avo mikol chayvi lavim grevi afilu leka kurva havlad mamzer. There's machlokas rab simai and the other Mandiom and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Simai holds that Rabbi Akiva holds all Chayve Lavin are what's it called, are like Chayve Krisus, except for Amon Elokoin Godel, was a special meal. And the other Tana holds in Rabbi Akiva that only Isure Chayve Lavin of She'er, where it came about because of a prohibited relationship, but not like Suadak or these other things. Now the Gemara asks further, forget about the Isser, even if there's no Isser, right? But the guy can't have children, why should there be an Indian of evil? If you don't hold that the fact that he was once capable of having children, right, makes him mutter, okay, in other words, like Rabbi Akiva, if you go after what he was like right before he died, everybody who dies a natural death becomes a Sri Shama before he dies. So the fact he's going through the last throes of death means he becomes impotent. Since l'chatchila he was a kind of person who could have had children, so even though now he's not, that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says. A Sri Shama is no Indian of Yibum because he never had a Shasa kosher, but a Sri Sodom is. So it fits in very nice Rabbi Akiva. Hachanami lo shna. Gemara says that's very good according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Rabbi Eliezer, Peruka de Rava Pirchahi, Rava's Kash is a good Kash on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the fact that you had a Shasa kosher doesn't make a difference. And a Sri Sodom is puzzle, is what's it called, puzzle Yibum. Completely. Sri Sodom, meaning even though once he was kosher, now he's no good. So everybody becomes a Sri when he's before he dies. Right? Gemara parit kolomer high peruka the rava pircha hilur abelezer to havade chazina the shasa kosher milsi. We see from this that it, surely that if he once was kosher, that makes a difference, because if it doesn't, then everybody, there's no yibum b'chlal. Why is Rabbi Lezer arguing with Akiva and say that a Sri Sodom, even though he had a Shasa kosher, he once was okay, is no good, doesn't have any evil. Surely then the only difference he makes is that a Sri Shama, if it's through heavenly means, then you could be cured, but through human intervention, you can't be cured. That's what Rabbi Eliezer held. So a guy who became, what's it called, impotent right before he died, there's no cure for that. Okay? So why would he hold that there's any yibum of it? But it must be that we do say there is an idea that once he was kosher. So why over here? Where it says, love srisu. A guy before he dies doesn't become a masri shama. He's just too weak to have relations. Elamisa machesh is kocho. So that everybody who gets sick doesn't become possibly evil. You have to be a sris, you have to be a different kind of person, like we said. Then you fall into a different category of person, and not everybody who dies becomes a sris. He just becomes impotent because he has a sickness, but not a sris. Okay, now the Gemara says, Hechidoni sris chama. What's a sris chama? Omer of Yitzhak bar Yosef, Omer of Yochanan, call. He was from the womb already born a sris. Some say that's why he's called a sris chama, that the sun never rose on his being kosher. Okay. Minoya dinan, right? How do you know if he was ever kosher or not? Right? Rashi shaloroa shoa achas bekashuso shaloka meimo. He was born a sris. So how do you know? Right? Minoya dinan. Omer Abaya, kol amatul mayim ve'enu osekipa, right? That if he when he urinates, it drips out. It doesn't make a like a rainbow or an arch. Then you know he's a Sri Shama. Kippa Adular Shein Kiluch Hashes and Holich Lemarachol Shumatu Klapimala Vein Nasek Kippa. Okay, so he doesn't have that koach. You know there's something wrong with his Evorim Min. Samara says, Mimai Havi, what does it come from? How does a woman cause her child to be born a Sri Shama? The Afe Ime Batiara, she baked bread in the blazing what's it called, sun, the Shas Yashikra Marka, and she drank what's it called, either strong or diluted beer when she was pregnant, and that has an effect on the child. Okay, Rashi, the Afi Ime Lechem B'Tanur B'Tiara Shemechamamosa Choma Tanur B'Chomatzarai, the heat of the day and the heat of the oven combined and heated up the kid and made him overcooked, so he was a sris. Shikra Marka Sheikhar Mozik. Rashi learns it means diluted beer. Others hold it means strong beer. The Ikadam Rechaz, something that was strong beer. And those things, like it says on the wine, the alcohol, warning, pregnant women shouldn't drink alcoholic beverages. They shouldn't go next to hot ovens in the middle of the day either. Okay, there should be a lechore warning on ovens, as it were, as well as on the. Right. Okay, Omar Rav Yosef, Haynu de Shamana Leimi. I once heard my mother saying, the Amar Kol Shemimei Imo Lokui, right? That she was saying that whoever, what's it called, from the womb, sometimes you can be sick from the womb. V'lo yadana mayniu. I didn't know what she was talking about. Now I know what she meant. She meant that what's it called, that sometimes a person can cause the child to be sick from birth. V'lo yadana mayniu. Kolomer v'lo yadana mi may have. Lishnachrina hochi garsina. Hainu shamanu leimi koshu meimo lokui v'lo yadana mayi. Kolomer lo havi yadana aheicha koi. I didn't know what she was talking about. She was explaining, she was answering. I heard once her give an answer like this, somebody, I didn't know what the question was. Somebody was probably asking what a Sri Shama is, and she answered, somebody was born like that. Okay. Mora says, let's be afraid, because we know the kid was born, he when he urinates, it doesn't come out strong, so he's a Sri. Right? But maybe before we checked him, right? Maybe he did, and he only became that way afterwards, and he had a shasa kosher. How do you know that for 10 minutes after he was born, he wasn't okay, and he became sick 10 minutes later? So Mara says, Kivan de Tchiloso, the sofa lokui lo chashina. No, so that, we're more afraid of something else. Let's say when he was born, we saw that it wasn't like that. And then 3 years later, we saw it also wasn't like that. But in between, how do we know they didn't get healthy and get sick again? So he had a shasa kosher. So Mara says, since in the beginning we know, when he first was born, he was no good. And we're checking him now, and we see he's still no good. We don't assume that he got better in between. We assume that it's the same thing from the beginning. Morris says, Mosiv Rab Mori, Mori, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus Omer, Bolkin also Sholosh Pan Besosh Momin Yom. Right? The case is like this. He has a mum, Asi Rashi. Velech Hashemah Hivri ben Asayim, Shoachas Vishtachit Avle Shasa Kosher. Let's be afraid that at some point he became better and then he got worse again. So he had a Shasa Kosher. Both, you know, so with Bechoros Koy, talking about a Bechor that Chavroror Vahamayim Hakvuyim Harizemum. The Ezu Chavroror, it's in the eye. Hakavua al Shishosh Monim Yom. It has to be there, some kind of mum in the eye with water in the eye or something like that. That it has to be 80 days straight to be called a mum. That's a mum kavua, right? Rabbi Chanina ben Tignus Omer, Bolkin also Sholosh Pan Besoch Peyom. We check him 3 times within the 80 days, right? Once in the beginning, once in the middle, once in the end. But just a bedika of a bedika tchila v'sof losagi shema bein asayim over v'nim seshen kavua. You have to have a middle one also, right? L'chora ain't lover sof. You have to check the guy every minute then. But Maaseh Gemara has at least a beginning and end is not enough. So over here, you didn't check the guy in the middle, so maybe he was in the middle, he was okay. V'lo amrin hol chilosu esofa lokvi vadi lo avar. Gemara says, l'chad eiver chayshinan. for the eye, you're choshish, but maybe it got better in between. The kule gufa, but over here is something that affects his whole body. If you see in the beginning he was like that, and now you check him, you see he's still like that. We don't assume that he got better. His whole body got better. He changed from a sris and went back to it. Right? That's not shriah. But for one aver, maybe it could get better and it gets worse or whatever. That's possible. So then you need three checks: beginning, middle, and end. Rashi lechad aver laayin. It's not mistaber that it got better and got worse again. If you see in the beginning it was no good, in the end it was no good, that's enough. Okay. What? No, he's, what's it called? The Sri Shama is affected by one aver, but it affects the whole body. But over there by the eye, it only affects the eye. No, you wouldn't know what his mother's talking about. You once heard her saying something, right? Something that that could be from birth, and he didn't know what she was referring to. Now he heard that, what's it called, Mestama, that she was being asked what a Sri Shama is, and that's when it's from birth.